At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. A federal judge in San Antonio this morning will hear arguments for putting the state's new sanctuary cities ban on hold. That's while the court considers whether the law violates the U.S. Constitution. Dallas is one of several major Texas cities challenging Senate Bill 4. It would punish cities and law enforcement officials who don't comply with federal immigration detainers. In a statement of interest filed Friday, the U.S. Justice Department argued the bill is constitutional and valid. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton also filed a preemptive lawsuit when SB 4 was signed. He wants a federal court to declare it constitutional. A court in Austin will consider Paxton's request Thursday. Public meeting tonight will gather input from residents about the future of Fair Park in Dallas. Mayor Mike Rawlings tapped businessman Walt Uman to lead a nonprofit foundation that would take over ownership of the park and turn it into a year-round destination. But critics complained there wasn't an open call for proposals. Kevin Felder recently replaced a city council member who supported the mayor's initial plan. Felder told WFAA-TV a lot is riding on the city's next move.
We need to make sure that those buildings are repaired, and we also need to use it as the opportunity to be a catalyst for change, a catalyst for economic development in South Dallas Fair Park that has been waiting decades for something like this to happen.
Additional proposals for Fair Park have since come in. The community meeting begins tonight at 6:30 at the Women's Museum Building in Fair Park. A new study has found longer survival rates for women with the most severe form of breast cancer. Dr. Roshni Rao is an associate professor of surgery at UT Southwestern Medical Center. In today's Vital Signs, she talked with me about distant metastatic breast cancer and what accounts for the study results.
When we think about breast cancer, we always stage it from 0 to 4. And breast cancer usually starts in the breast. It goes from the breast to the lymph nodes. If it's in the breast and the lymph nodes alone, that's what we call local disease, and that is generally considered curable. Once the breast cancer has gone to other parts of the body, to the bones, to the liver, to the lungs, that's when we consider it distant metastatic, and that's stage 4 breast cancer. We have traditionally not thought of that as being curable, but we do still treat it, and it's considered treatable.
It can be treated, so it's not what some people might want to refer to as end stage.
I think that would be an accurate term for it. It's not something that we consider patients will have a long-term survival traditionally. Mm-hmm.
And yet there's a study now that says patients with distant metastatic breast cancer are having longer survival rates.
It's an estimate of trying to figure out how many patients are living with stage 4 breast cancer. And what they found, they compared 2 different time frames from 1992 to 1994 and then 2005 to 2012. In that earlier time frame, there's only about an 18% 5-year survival. So that means at the 5-year mark, over 80% of patients had died of their breast cancer or some other disease.
Okay.
However, in the more recent time frame, 36% of those patients were still alive at 5 years.
Why is this happening?
Because we're identifying new, what we call systemic therapies. So new medications, including chemotherapy, targeted therapies that are able to keep the disease under control for prolonged periods of time.
The therapies have been that good.
Right. There are a lot of targeted agents, especially for a specific type of cancer that has the HER2 new receptor. Mm-hmm. So that's a receptor that we've developed what we call monoclonal antibodies towards. And there's a great variety of them now that we didn't have even 10 years ago, 5 years ago, that are able to target that specific receptor on that specific cancer. And that patients can take for long periods of time with minimal morbidity. Whenever we're giving chemotherapies and medications, we have to look not only at the quantity of life, but also the quality of life, with the medications being given either by mouth, by infusions that allow people to keep their hair and not get nauseated and not still be able to function.
Does any of this have to do with people just simply living longer, being older?
No, it really doesn't, because the greatest survival benefit was actually identified in the younger patients. Mm-hmm. In the same study, they found that if for the patients who were 15 to 49 years old, so the younger population, in that initial time frame in the 90s, the survival was 22 months, the median survival. However, in the second time frame, the median survival was actually 39 months.
Is there anything that patients are doing or being told to do to help manage this disease that's playing any factor in these outcomes?
So I think as a general rule, what we tell our patients is that it's important to stay as healthy as possible, mm-hmm. even when you have a diagnosis of stage 4 breast cancer, so that you continue to eat right, to exercise, with the idea that as these new agents come along, especially when we look at clinical trials. So I encourage all my patients with stage 4 breast cancer to think about participating in a clinical trial. And that's where you not only get access to maybe a medication that's brand new, but you're also able to help push the science forward. So you want to be healthy enough that when we come along with the next medication, next targeted agent, we want to put you first on that trial.
So what should people take from hearing this about longer survival rates?
I think it's very encouraging. I would tell anyone who has stage 4 breast cancer that it's certainly more of an optimistic diagnosis than it used to be. Mm-hmm. The majority of these patients will still die of their disease at some point, so you don't want to give false hope, and that's important. Having said that, we're able to keep patients alive for longer and longer periods of time.
Dr. Rao, thank you for being with me.
You're welcome.
Dr. Roshni Rao is an associate professor of surgery at UT Southwestern Medical Center. And finally, KERA took home 4 of the top honors in public radio this weekend. The station won 3 first places for Best Newscast, Spot News and Commentary, and a 2nd place plaque for Enterprise Investigative Work. You can find details and listen to the winners at keranews.org. 20% chance of rain today with a high near 88. It's 74 degrees in Dallas, 75 in Fort Worth.